When the soul has embraced abandonment, it receives more insight and strength by its submission to God's will than to all those who defy it because of their pride. What use to us is the most profound insight and even revelations coming direct from God if we do not love His will? When God disclosed to Lucifer the mystery of the incarnation, jealousy consumed him. Yet a simple soul enlightened only by faith never tires of admiring, praising, and loving every manifestation of God's will. It finds it shown not only in saints, but even in complete chaos and disorder. One grain of pure faith gives more true enlightenment to a simple soul than Lucifer ever gained by his vastly superior intelligence. A simple soul, faithfully fulfilling his duties, contentedly obedient to the suggestions of grace, and being gentle and humble to everyone, possesses knowledge worth more than the most profound intellectual penetrations of the unknown. If only we could see the divine activity in all the pride and savagery of human activity, we should always behave toward our fellow creatures with kindness and respect. For their turbulence would never affect us. We must never sever our union with the activity of God, which is incorporated in them, and which they will reveal to us if we stay gentle and humble. We must take no notice of the path they tread, but advance steadfastly along our own. By such gentle resolutions, great cedars are broken and mountains are moved. For who can resist the strength of a faithful, gentle, and humble soul? These qualities are all the weapons we need to overcome all our enemies. Jesus Christ has placed them in our hands so we can defend ourselves. Once we know how to use them, we need fear nothing. We must not be cowardly, but act with a noble courage, and then we shall be able to use these God-given weapons. Who is Lucifer? He is a radiant angel and the most enlightened of all, but an angel hostile to God and His designs. The mystery of sin is merely the result of this hostility, which manifests itself in every possible way. Lucifer does all he can to ensure that all that God has made and governs is overthrown. Wherever he gets a foothold, the work of God is defaced. The more knowledge and intelligence a person has, the more misgivings we should have about him, unless he has not that basic piety which consists in being happy to serve God and do all he wants. A well-disposed heart unites us with God's will. Without it, we behave according to our natural impulses and usually fight against the divine plans. God, strictly speaking, to fulfill His designs, He makes use of those proud folk who defy Him as His slaves. Whenever I come across a soul who thinks only of God and His will, I pay no attention to any other qualities it may lack, but declare, "This is a soul with a genius for serving God." The Blessed Virgin and Saint Joseph were like this. A host of other talents without the surpassing virtue terrify me, and I suspect the activity of Lucifer. I stay on my guard and brace myself in opposition to all his brilliancy, which seems to me to be more than a bit of fragile glass, and no more than that.